Hello everyone and welcome to the Corporate Readiness Podcast, a podcast exclusively for MBA students. In today's episode, we'll discuss a topic which will help you to lead your life meaningfully. We're going to talk about how to find one's core values. We'll first find out what are values, why are they important, what happens in the absence of values, what are some examples of values, and I'll also share with you a structured method of identifying your values. Hi, I'm Jayashree, your corporate readiness expert on a mission to help a million MBA students to be corporate ready. I hope you have your book and pen handy, so take notes and let's begin. So what are values? Values are the building blocks of life. These are your core beliefs and principles on which you conduct yourself. You can see these values in your behavior. Okay, you exhibit them. They come naturally to you. Say, for example, you all must have grown up on grandma tales and listening to Panchatantra stories or fables which had morals. Now, those morals were based on values which help an individual to be a good human being. So, culturally, our country has laid a lot of emphasis on leading a life based on values. Your values determine your life. And when you have a set of values, you don't compromise on those. You don't feel good when you go against those. And they help you to be aligned with yourself. And when we're talking about alignment, I must mention this quote that my mentor always says. And he says that when your thoughts, words and actions are in sync, you become a magnet to miracles. Let me repeat that. When your thoughts, words and actions are in sync, you become a magnet to miracles. So your work, your relationships, all important things in life are based on these values. So what happens in the absence of values? In the absence of values, you will get distracted or you will get attracted to every shiny object that comes along your way. You may digress from your path. It can make you choose a path or a course of action that you may regret later. And that is the very reason values are important. They help you to stay focused. They help you to protect from having a monkey mind. It helps you in decision making. So in good and testing times, values guide us. They act like anchor. You'll know what to do and what not to do. And since it helps you to connect with your inner self, you will make a self-aware, confident and responsible decision. Some of the common examples of values are respect, gratitude, loyalty, relationships, punctuality, trust, my favorite, inner peace. Okay, so now that we have discussed about values and its importance and what are some of the examples, let's check out how to identify your values. Now you need to connect with yourself and understand your deep beliefs. Think of people who you look up to. And if you'd have to describe them, what are the three things that come to your mind? How would you describe them? In life, we learn from our parents, our grandparents, our teachers, friends, our well-wishers, or say in these times, influencers. Now, what we need to pay attention to is the fact whether whatever we have learned from them, are these imposed values or is it something that you resonate with? Now, you need to connect within to find out whether you really connect with these values. And from my experience, what I've observed is whatever we regard highly or whatever matters to us, those become our values. Say, for example, respect. I've always wanted people to respect me. So respect is one of my values. If someone has had a parent who doesn't spend much time with him or her, so for that child, spending time with family will become their value because it matters to them. If someone has led a financially difficult time, for them, having abundance will become a value because it matters to them. They've seen bad days. They've seen how it is to struggle in life. So abundance matters to them. Usually, a person has 5 to 6 values. And studies have shown that your friends, your role models, the organizations you admire, the leaders you look up to, all exhibit the qualities that you believe in, the values that you believe in. Even in your life partner, you would look for those values. So whatever I have shared with you in this podcast till now is just a gist of what Dr. John D. Martini has researched for several years. Dr. DeMartini is a professional speaker. He's an author, a business consultant, and he's also featured in the famous movie The Secret. So he has designed a structured process of determining your values, which is called DeMartini Value Determination Process. Okay, and at the end of the podcast, in the description, I'll share a link with you. You can click on that link and take that test for yourself. So what he developed is a mechanism which has around 13 questions which help you to identify your values. He believes that small things like how we spend our time, things that energize us, what we visualize, what inspires us, what are we disciplined about, and many other factors determine our values. So in the description, I'll share a link for taking this test. It will take around 30 to 40 minutes of your time. So sit in a quiet place, introspect, and attempt the test. And before recording the podcast, even I took the test. And what I observed is that my values, around 41% of them focus on relationships, 36% on business, 10% on leisure, 8% on health, and 5% on charity. So take your test and share the results in the comments. And if you'd like to be updated more about such articles and podcasts and videos, just send me a message on LinkedIn. I'll share my LinkedIn profile in the description, or you can just write to me in the comments. So till we meet next, take care and bye-bye.